But at the same time, in the Western Cape, the Western Cape government has held a press conference today on policing needs and priorities for the Western Cape. So Premier Alan Windey and the provincial minister were holding a digital press conference today, unpacking what they're calling the policing needs and priorities report. And this is because the police minister in Mitchell's Plain had said that the provincial government was lying to residents about national government not doing enough to support the province. Remember, we actually played that audio live on the show. So he said that most resources had been sent to the Western Cape and to KwaZulu-Natal compared to all other provinces countrywide. Kaylin Palm was in that briefing. She joins us now to speak about that. Kaylin, what were some of the key points in the Western Cape government highlighted in today's briefing in response to Minister Tsele's statements?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, so since Minister Tsele made those statements last week, Friday, in Mitchell's Plain, there's been lots of communication from the Western Cape government saying that the statements were misleading and also that it's not true. So today the Premier held a briefing where they presented facts and figures saying that this is actually not the case. The MEC for Community Safety, Albert Fritz, he was saying that there's still too few police officers that are on the ground. And just to quote some numbers that he said, that he stated in his briefing, he said that in 2011 and 2012, there were over 199,000 officers in the Western Cape, and that obviously has declined to a significant number, he says. He says that over 11,000 officers are now out of the system. He also mentioned a few things about new recruits. He said that over the past 2 years, there's been no recruits for the Western Cape. And then also highlighting the issue around police to population ratio that is obviously down, and that that is of a concern for them as well.
Tsele said last week that crime should not be politicized. Did Premier Alan Windey have anything on these comments?
Absolutely. In fact, that was one of the questions that were asked, Mandy. And he said that it wasn't him that called for a big platform in the middle of Mitchell's Plain last week to make those comments, and that the Western Cape government is actually serious about fighting crime. So you shouldn't say that they are politicizing the issue. In fact, Minister Tsele is in fact doing that.
And then now the provincial government has stated their case on policing needs. Or what is the way forward?
So the Premier indicated that Minister Tsele said that he will be back in Cape Town. And he actually said that he is waiting for Minister Tsele so that he can actually address this with him. But also the latest statement that came through from the Premier's office said that they are now exploring an option in looking into going into an intergovernmental dispute over policing resources in the Western Cape. We know that he notified about 2-3 years ago, 2019, that they are going into a dispute regarding policing resources. He said that now that option is on the table. I'm not sure when he's going to make that move, but we'll obviously keep tabs on that, Mandy.
Well, Kaylin, thank you very much for that update. Kaylin Palm, EWN reporter, having a look at that Western Cape government briefing in response to Police Minister Becky Tsele's comments.